Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It's amazing to think that God is the ultimate creator and he needs us to help his work be done on earth. He needs us to be his voice, his hands, and to live out our faith well in how we communicate and treat people in representing him. And our next guest is going to share her story of how she's been partnering with God recently. And an interesting clue for you includes chocolate. On the line to tell us more, we have Lizzie Wilson. How are you getting on?
I'm doing great, Donal. Lovely to be back on air. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Good stuff. First of all, Lizzie, God and chocolate, two amazing ingredients. It sounds like an excellent combination. But to give us a bit of context, share with us a bit about how the last year of the pandemic has been like for you.
I suppose like many people, my life changed completely in March 2020. So many doors slammed closed, so much of what I was giving my time and heart to just stopped overnight. And as the lyrics of a beautiful song by Matt Redman say, when the music fades and all is stripped away, I simply come, longing to bring something of worth that will bless your heart, God's heart. And that has been my prayer during this long season of lockdown, separated from family, from friends and my church community. And for most of us, it's been a season of loss and change, but also a season of rich opportunity to embrace new things and to grow in trust that none of what we have been through will be wasted in the bigger picture of God's economy. And he's certainly proved himself strong on that front. But I must say, it's also been a smashing time, too. I've been plastered for 6 months of it. Thankfully, it's been arms and legs, colourfully plastered in red, white, green and purple plaster on various combinations of crutches and kneeling scooters. But that's also been an amazing time of meeting new people in the community in which I live. There's nothing like scooting around in a purple plaster for that. Neighbours, postmen, shop workers, but also offering support to struggling friends, which you can even do in plaster.
Brilliant. Fair play to you, Lizzie, honestly. So where does God and chocolate come into the picture?
Well, some years ago, a little girl called Autumn, with whom I used to share some lovely chocolate moments with, said to me, Lizzie, when you dip something in chocolate, it makes it doubly delicious. And that made me ponder how wonderful it would be to dip God in chocolate and to offer the duo in blessing to those around me. So for over a decade now, I've been carrying God and chocolate with me everywhere I go. And I've been blessing people along the way with a moment of celebration in their day. It works every time.
I've been on the receiving end of it. It really does. It really, really does. And you've recently been part of an online course called the Ecclesia Accelerator Course. Is that, am I pronouncing that correctly, first of all?
It's Ecclesia Accelerator.
Ecclesia Accelerator Course.
And it's a transformational course offered online with an affinity group interaction in your country, and it's offered by Transform Our World. And it shares deep insights into how Jesus embraced the everyday marketplace as the heart of society in the building of his kingdom. And Ecclesia is about church being operated, is operating at 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the marketplace, where we touch the world that God so loves. And the starting point is transformation in our own lives. And the accelerator course empowers you, which has empowered me, to embrace the bigger dream that God has for us, so that we can wake up every morning with a sense of divine purpose and strategy, and then to go out and to change the world.
Brilliant, brilliant. Chat to us about the importance of partnering with God. What's the idea, and the idea of using what's in our hands, which is a part of the content of this course?
Yeah, and I've already mentioned chocolate, okay? So living in winter lockdown, not only isolated me from those whom I love, but also confined me to 5 kilometre radius of movement, half of which was the Irish Sea, winter Irish Sea. And I thought God was joking when he told me to use it or lose it. And it was the middle of winter and the sea was spitting freezing stones, but in desperate need of rehabilitation for my broken arms and newly operated ankle. Everything to help me in my recovery was shut, but the sea was open for business, serious business, so I took the plunge.
Fair play.
And as I crawled out of the foaming waves that first day of serious cold shock rehabilitation, I felt God saying, look all around you at the droves of wonderful, sodden and shivering people gathering on the beach. There's such a collection of overcomers. And this is the new community I'm gifting you to be part of. And it's just been a marketplace of exciting opportunity to flood with his rich blessing, accompanied by what I had in my hands, chocolate. It's a whole mile long beach where Jesus thrives to do business in building Ecclesia, his church, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Fair play to you for jumping in that water, Lizzie. Honestly, I can't do it. I just can't, even in the scorching hot weather. I just can't make myself do it. But with Ecclesia, who would you recommend this course to, and how can people sign up for it?
Well, if you ever found yourself pondering questions such as, am I created for more? Does God have bigger dreams for me than I have for myself? What would it look like if I was to move from okay to transformational? What if I woke up every morning with a divine sense of purpose and strategy? if my life was full of adventure and joy, if I could hear the voice of God in daily small and major decisions, if I could see answers to prayer and miracles in my midst, what if I was daily advancing God's kingdom wherever I went? If you have ever asked one of those questions, www.transformourworld.org or Daisy at email, Ecclesia, that's E-K-K-L-E-S-I-A, ecclesiaireland@gmail.com is your point of contact, or to join the Facebook Ecclesia Everywhere-Ireland page, where you can be part of a monthly Zoom gathering amongst transformational people.
Fantastic. There you go. Lizzie Wilson, thank you so much for talking to us today. Really an inspiration about what you've gone through. Well done.
God and chocolate rock. It works every time.
That's it. Exactly.
Blessing to you this day, Donald.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.